It's Friday, guys. It's time to wake up. Good morning. I'm excited. Me and my friend, what's your name, friend?
Beckett
McCray are here hosting the Friday edition of the Wake Up Kid podcast. Beckett, today we're talking some more about the fact that not only did God make us, but God made everything. And we're also, our friend Olivia is going to be talking more about that. And she's going to tell us about a nickname Jesus had. He actually has a lot of names. One of those names she's going to talk about in this episode. But I was curious, do you have any names other than Beckett? Like, what is your full name?
My name is Franklin Beckett McCray.
So your middle name is Beckett, but you go by your middle name. Did you know my middle name is Jeremy? My full name is Robert Jeremy Autry. Me and you are cool people that go by our middle names. Do you have any nicknames other than Franklin?
Frankie B.
Frankie B? That sounds like a rapper from the 80s. That's awesome, Frankie B. Do you know any 80s rap? No, I'm just joking. Don't do any 80s rap. That could get inappropriate. We'll be more careful than that. So, Frankie B., thanks for hosting the podcast with me this week. It was awesome. You were our first kid host. You did a great job. Everybody at home is applauding you right now. Probably you'll see kids at school that ask for your autograph. If you're listening to this, I'm just telling you, don't get him in trouble. Let him do his schoolwork. But now that he's famous, if you want to get his autograph, it's probably okay. Hey, thanks very much, Beckett, for coming. You should probably say something back like, thanks for letting me come.
Yeah,
you did great, man. Okay, so here comes the joke of the day, and then our friend Olivia.
Ryan, why did the dinosaur cross the road?
I have no idea why, Asher.
Because the chicken wasn't born yet.
This is Olivia, and it's time for you to wake up, kid. This week, we've been talking about God the Creator who made everything. John chapter 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." This passage is talking about Jesus Christ. One of His nicknames is the Word. The Bible teaches here and in other places that Jesus is God, and He created everything. There is one God, and He exists in three persons. Jesus is God the Son. As God, He is the uncreated Creator. When we read in Genesis about God creating the world and everything in it in 6 days, we understand that we can also say that Jesus created the world and everything in it in 6 days. This means that the Creator of the world is the one who came to the world as a little baby at that very first Christmas. The Creator of the world was the one who was born in a barn and had to sleep on hay. The Creator of the world was the one who lived a perfect life, never once doing anything wrong. He was the one they arrested and tortured. The one who created trees hung on a cross made of wood. The one who created the human body felt pain and bled. The one who created earth allowed himself to be killed and placed in a tomb. The Creator of the world was the one who loved you enough to die to take your punishment. The Creator was the one who got up from the grave to prove He could rescue you from the punishment you deserve. When we disobeyed God, we earned a punishment. The Creator came into the world He created, became a human, and took your punishment so you could be rescued. If you will turn away from your sin and trust Jesus to save you, you can be adopted into God's family and rescued from your sin. If you haven't done that already, maybe it's time for you to talk to a parent or another Christian adult you trust about becoming a child of God. If you are already rescued by Jesus, maybe you could take a few minutes and thank the Creator of the universe for coming into His creation to rescue you.